Hello, explorers. It's the beginning of the year. I'm really excited about today's episode, and today I'm just going to dive in and tell you, let's talk about how to organize your school binder. Let's get started. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Aliyah. Let's get started. All right, so the problem I've been facing with a lot of my students when we are working together, the first thing I ask them is their organization system. Like, what is the organization system altogether? And a lot of them say, I don't really have one, or what is that exactly? And my question to them is, do you have an organized math binder? Do you have a math binder? No. Yes. Okay, let me see it. I look at it and there's like, it's just paper stuffed in, or it's just a binder with dividers and there's nothing in there. Or the funny thing is I've seen backpacks and they didn't realize that they had notes and it was stuff in the bottom of their bag. So we've looked at everything. And, you know, I do all my coaching virtually. And trust me, we can get a lot done virtually and I can see a lot that we're doing virtually. So I don't really need to be there physically. We talk about it, I see it, and then we talk about a plan. During this time of the year, I do a lot of parent coach conference calls with my parents and asking them, how is the student doing in your point of view outside of our calls? And how is their organization method? And on top of that, this is a new thing I'm adding in to my little docket of coaching. I ask the parents, does your child make their bed? And a lot of them say, no. And I said, oh my gosh, no. There needs to be a routine here. So we need to create a routine, not only when it comes to school, but also when it comes to lifestyle. And I'm going to share with you three tips on how you can organize your school binder, both holistically, mathematically, and, you know, just have a lifestyle change. You know, here it is. Let's just do it. Okay. So number one, you want to figure out how many subjects you have in your class. So for example, if you're in college and you have four classes, you have four binders. That is what I would recommend. So for every subject, you want a binder. You want to have a thickness of around 1 to 1.5 inch binder. You don't want to go big, thicker than that because it's going to affect the structure and integrity of the binder itself. And the last thing you want is your binder clips breaking. Now, I do emphasize the importance of quality when it comes to having an organized school binder. And a lot of these links, if you weren't trying to look on Amazon, I actually have some links to some of the products that I recommend on how to be organized in math on my Amazon shop. So check it out. It's under the math category. And I even have linked a couple of the notebooks that I used at NASA. They're like Piccadilly moleskin type books, but leather bounding with a strap around it. And I actually provide the links with the colors of your choice. And also having a dedicated pencil bag. Like, you want to make sure that things feel comfortable. So that's really what I'm trying to get to, is like, when you, number one, figure out the number of subjects you have. And within that, every subject has a dedicated binder and a dedicated notebook. Try to avoid combining subjects in one book or binder. It will get overwhelming and daunting. Same for high school, same for college. I know that's more money, more space, but when it comes to studying for finals and you are studying just for math, you have all the math materials and nothing else that's in your way.
All right, explorers, especially my fellow ADD and ADHD friends, I have something really exciting to share with you, and I dare you to give it a try. I know we easily get sidetracked, distracted, and have a hard time focusing on the right things we need to put our energy in, but maybe we're just dealing with decision fatigue. We don't know how to study from home, and we have so much clutter around us, both physically and digitally and mentally. Well, I have a solution to this. I call it my OMG for ADD. An organization and math guide for students and parents with ADHD or ADD. It's a free guide for you to use to help you with your math studies, physical clutter, and digital clutter. I developed this guide from my life experiences as I was going through engineering school, working for NASA, corporate America, and traveling all over the world. I've also tried this technique multiple times with my clients and has been proven to be successful over and over again. Their grades go up, productivity increases, and the best part is my clients know where their things are. They're not overwhelmed. They're able to think clearly, and they're able to successfully study math from home and are feeling good about themselves, both physically, mentally, and intellectually. So give this guide a try. I'm curious to know what you think. It's on my website at LailaAlieh.com. That's LailaAlieh. All right, let's get back to the show.
Number two, consider getting a handheld notebook, like I said, that has the pockets and a binding in it that's well-bounded and also has pockets, like the back of the notebook has a little slip to insert pockets. Now, again, check out my Amazon store for those links. It's something similar to a Moleskine or a Piccadilly, but not that high of a price. So number two is consider getting a handheld notebook that has binding and has pockets. Something that's ergonomic to you, that you can hold, that it's handheld. It's really just easy to hold and open and write in and close right away. At NASA, this is one of the notebooks I used, and I tell all my students, I actually give all my students this notebook of their favorite color of their choice. I call it their math mission book. This is a notebook that we write all the notes in. So by implementing this tactic of having a dedicated math mission notebook, I'm encouraging every one of you to have a dedicated notebook for every subject. Yes, it's much more material, paper, but I promise you, it's worth it. And your grades will reflect on it. And this is what's working for me and my students is having a notebook per subject. That's number two. Number three, a nighttime routine. Oh, that's different than what I expected to hear from Layla. Yes, a nighttime routine. So before bed, after homework is done, you want to put everything in the right sections of your binder. So that nighttime routine is getting ready for school. Put everything in the right sections of your binder, pack what you need for the next day, make your backpack, get it ready. Also, on your notebook, write down your to-do list. I call it the brain dump. It's huge. You want to dump everything that's on your mind for that subject or just in one big page of your planner to brain dump everything you have to do. So that way it's off your mind and then you can sleep well. Now, I do have a freebie on this on how to organize your math binder. I also have guides and freebies on how to be organized in general within math or any subject and in life. So do check that out on my website and also check out my Amazon store. So really, in all, I do provide a lot of materials and information on organization. So going back to my three tips again, number one, figure out how many subjects you have a binder per subject. Number two, consider getting a handheld notebook that has pockets and binding for each subject. And also, number three, have a proper nighttime routine. When you are getting ready for the next day, have everything ready to go before you go to sleep. That way you can relax, you're calm, and you don't have to rush out of the door like a frantic person. So talking from experience, this has worked for me, it's worked for my students, and it's implemented a level of calm in their lives. So I hope this was helpful. Let me know what you think, and thank you for today's episode. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LailaAlieh.com. That's Layla@LailaAlieh.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LailaAlieh.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.